Lecture topic, An Ideal Couple, Part 2.
And that's the end of it. In the morning he goes to the Prophet ﷺ, the hadith of Bukhari. The Prophet ﷺ says, عَجِبَ اللَّهُ مِنْ فِعَالِكُمَا وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ ضَحِكَ اللَّهُ مِنْ فِعَالِكُمَا. I must tell you, Abu Talha, last night what action you displayed, Allah is amazed with you and your wife. And Allah has mentioned you as a couple and you in the Quran. يُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةٌ يُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةٌ. That they share with others even if poverty is their lot. I often say Sahaba, in their poverty they were more satisfied than we are in our wealth. They slept better in the battlefield than we sleep in our exotic hotels. Another narration. Abdullah ibn Rawaha radiallahu anhu is sitting with his wife. His head is in the lap of his wife. Now that's an indication of obviously intimacy, closeness, affection, intimate moments with your partner. And then he just starts crying. And when he looks up, his wife is crying. Subhanallah, this is now affection. We are living in a world of lust. Love has become absent, illa mashallah. So he asks his wife, Ma yubkik? Oh my wife, what makes you cry? She says, Ra'aytuka tabki fabakit. I seen you crying, oh my husband, and that is enough to make me cry. I don't know why you cry, but just to see that my partner is in pain is enough to make me cry. And that is what marriage is about. As the Quran says, هُنَّ لِبَاسٌ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لِبَاسٌ لَهُنْ هُنَّ لِبَاسٌ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لِبَاسٌ لَهُنْ. Allah says, you are her garment and she is your garment. What does the clothing do to you? If you have a scar on your body, you had a bypass, you put on a beautiful attire, nobody ever knows you had surgery. That's the benefit of exclusive clothing. You are there, my brother, to conceal her and not expose her. So he cries, why are you crying, oh my wife? Because you were crying, oh my husband, it's enough to make me cry. Your pain is mine. Now today you won't find that. Why? Because if he's crying, she made him cry. And if she's crying, he made her cry. Now, if I'm wrong, tell me, my brother. And I'm not specifying, because generally we know that he's make she's cry, but some she's can make his cry also. It might take him long to cry, but let's leave it neutral without specifying gender. That's the first thing that makes that is amazing. Then let's look at the motivation behind his tears. What made him cry? He says, نُبِّئْتُ أَنِّي وَارِدُهَا وَلَمْ أُمْبَأْ أَنِّي صَادِرُهَا. While I was sitting with you, my wife, one ayah flashed through my mind. Allahu Akbar. In the intimacy. Aisha radiallahu anha says, I used to sit with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His blessed head used to be on my lap. كُنْتُ أُنَاوِلُ النَّبِيَّ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam وَأَنَا حَائِضٌ. I was experiencing my cycle. I would drink from a vessel, then I would give the vessel to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَيَضَعُ فَاهُ عَلَى مَوْضِعِ فِيَّ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passionately would put his blessed lips exactly where I put my lips. إِذْهَارًا لِمَحَبَّتِهِ لِزَوْجَتِهِ الشَّرِيفَةِ. The commentators write, just to show the love and the affection that he has for his wife. وَأَتَعَرَّقُ الْعِرْقَ. And I would draw the marrow from the bone. And then I would give it to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was the intimacy. In Muslim Sharif there is a narration. One person invited the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for meals. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Wahadihi." And what about my wife? He said, "No, only you." He said, "If you're only inviting me, then I'm not coming." Maybe I think that's the next time I must do the same thing when they invite me to Canada. Wahadihi, are you inviting my wife? You say yes, then I'm coming. Else no. Subhanallah. Aisha radiallahu anha says, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked into the house. رَأَيْتُ أَنَّهُ طِيبَ نَفْسٍ. I seen that he was in a good mood. Now, if I walk in, each woman knows her husband and she can understand the mood is good. And you know when her mood is good, sometimes you walk in, you want to walk out of the other door. I sense the Prophet ﷺ's mood was good. I said, Udu'u li. O Prophet of Allah, the mood is good, make dua for me. What did she say? I know, if my mood is good, then what? For long we didn't buy clothes for the children. I haven't been to the mall for a long time. The Prophet ﷺ makes dua. Allahumma ighfir li Aishata ma taqaddama min dhanbiha wa ma ta'akhkhar wa ma asarrat wa ma a'lanat. Oh Allah, pardon all my Aisha sins. How beautiful a moment it is, my brother, that you sit your wife down and in front of her, ma ajmala laka ayyuha az-zawj an tad'u li zawjika amamak, that you sit her down and make dua for her. What did Abdullah ibn Rawaha say? The reason of my tears was, nubbi'tu anni wariduha, walam umba anni sadiruha. There was a flash in my mind while I was sitting, and the flash was that verse where Allah says, wa in minkum illa wariduha, wa in minkum illa wariduha, kana ala rabbika hatman maqdiya. That Allah says, every man will have to cross the bridge over hell. But Allah doesn't assure that every person will make it across. So that's my fear, and that's what makes me cry while he was in an intimate, casual relation with his spouse. This is the amazing lives of Sahaba. Now, my last incident that I want to speak to you about is also an amazing incident from the history of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is the daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Zainab radiyallahu anha. We speak about Fatima radiyallahu anha. We speak about Ruqayya and Umm Kulthum, respectively married to Uthman and to Ali radiyallahu anhu. But how many of us know the first son-in-law of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the eldest daughter Zainab radiyallahu anha? And to know and appreciate their tale and what they went through in their relation. Allahu Akbar. Suffice to say, on the profile of this man, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, حدثني فصدقني ووعدني فأوفى والله ما ذممناه سهرا. He said that my son-in-law has spoken to me and he has been honest. He has promised me and he has been faithful. I can never flaw him as a son-in-law. These were the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. With regards to Abu al-As ibn al-Rabi, كان من فتيان قريش الذين عرفت عنهم محاسن الأخلاق. He was amongst those youth of the Quraysh who stood out with character. And character is the most important thing. You know, somebody said it very beautifully, be more conscious of your character than your reputation. Because your character is what you actually are, while your reputation is merely what others think you are. Those are deep words. Be more conscious of your character than your reputation. Because your character is what you actually are, while your reputation is merely what others perceive you to be. So Kana min, you know, he had sublime, impeccable, outstanding character. Wa kana dha malin kathirin wa tijaratin tayyibatin wasi'a. He was a prominent youngster, he was an affluent boy. Khadija radiallahu anha made the proposal to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that our daughter Zainab is of age, can we get her married to my nephew? That is Khadija radiallahu anha's sister's son, Abu al-As. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was happy. فَإِبْنُ أُخْتِهَا خَيْرُ شَابٍ تَهْدِيهِ فَتَاتَهَا الْبِكْرِ. She found her nephew to be the most suitable, most compatible youngster. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam agreed and the nikah was performed. Essentially, Zainab radiallahu anha, the eldest daughter of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, got married to her cousin, meaning her mother's sister's son, Abu al-As ibn al-Rabi. On the occasion of the nikah, Khadija radiallahu anha ahdatha qalada. Khadija radiallahu anha gave her a very valuable necklace. She had a precious, exclusive necklace as a gift. The daughter took this, the relation commenced. Soon after the marriage, she conceived. أفضت إليه بنبأ سار فهي حامل. She brings the good news to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to her mother Khadija that she has conceived and she is expecting a child. And months thereafter, أنجبت له طفلة جميلة بجمال بني هاشم. She gave birth to the granddaughter of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imagine carrying the beauty, the dials, the features of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and that of Banu Hashim. Can you imagine what must have been the beauty of that child? And her name was Umama. And if you're familiar with history, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يحملها ويداعبها. Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم used to carry Umama. He used to play with Umama. And after the demise of Fatima radiallahu anha, Ali radiallahu anhu got married to Umama radiallahu anha. ثم ولدت زينب لأبي العاص طفلا جميلا وغلاما نبيلا. It wasn't long thereafter, she gave birth to a boy. Now we know when the first child is born, the joy, especially to the parents who become parents by the birth of that child, it's amazing, and anyone who is a parent can share that joy. So at this birth of the second child, Allah blesses the union with a son by the name of Ali. الذي يقول عنه مؤرخ السور مؤرخ السيرة أن جده صلى الله عليه وسلم أردفه وراءه يوم الفتح. Historians say that when the Prophet ﷺ conquered Mecca, he took this grandson of his Ali, the son of Zainab, and he put him, mounted him behind himself on the conveyance. This is mentioned in Usud al-Ghaba. Anyway, this was obviously before the advent of Islam. وَلَمَّا جَاءَ الْإِسْلَامُ وَنَزَلَ الْوَحْيُ عَلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. When Islam came and revelation came on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَسْلَمَتْ خَدِيجَةُ. The first one to embrace the message was his spouse Khadija radiallahu anha. Subhanallah. The first woman that supported his cause was Khadija. And unfortunately, even the last one to support us is not our wives. Again, that is due to fault on our part. What was the character the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam displayed to his spouse that he won her confidence? Amma Zainab wa akhawatuha Ruqayya wa Umm Kulthum wa Fatima fa kulluhunna adrakna al-Islam wa aslamna kama aslamat ummuhunna. All the daughters of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam embraced Islam. Now came the issue of Zainab radiallahu anha, she embraced but her husband had not yet accepted Islam. حاولت زينب أن تدعو زوجها للإسلام. So Zainab radiallahu anha set her husband down and she said, listen, my father is the Prophet of Allah and he has come with this beautiful deen of Islam. We all have embraced this religion and I really will, you know, it will mean a lot to me, oh my husband, if you join me and you accept this faith. So Abu al-As ibn al-Rabi, who was the son-in-law of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, politely declined. He politely declined. إِلَّا أَنَّهُ لَمْ يَكُنْ خَصِيمًا حَدًّا. However, he was not obstinate and he was not stubborn. بَلْ كَانَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْثِرُونَ الرَّأْيَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. He was amongst people who needed time and space. And he said, give me my space, let me introspect and I'll get back to you. وَهَؤُلَاء سَيَنْظِمُونَ إِلَىٰ قَافِلَةِ الْإِيمَانِ يَوْمًا مَا. And we welcome people who need time and space to introspect and reflect. There is no problem with that. If a man is clear, his mind is neutral, he is not biased, ultimately, inevitably, he will be favored with the truth. The Quran says in Surah Taha, وَكَذَلِكَ أَنزَلْنَاهُ قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا وَصَرَّفْنَا فِيهِ مِنَ الْوَعِيدِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ أَوْ يُحْدِثُ لَهُمْ ذِكْرًا. That we have revealed the Quran, and in that we have explained warnings and prohibitions, wa'd, promises and warnings. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ. So that they abandon wrong, embrace the truth. أَوْ يُحْدِثُ لَهُمْ ذِكْرًا. Or at its least, it leaves them thinking. So even if you left someone with food for thought, you've achieved something. So anyway, Abu al-As ibn al-Rabi said, give me my time and my space, I am not yet ready. Anyway, Zainab radiallahu anha accepted it. Sara al-Islamu fi Makkah siryan al-rih, bal habba alayha hubub al-naseem. Islam started spreading day by day in Makkah. Like one historian writes, like a gentle breeze, it started entering every home. The disbelievers started intensifying their dislike and their hostility for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they started mounting pressure on anyone and everyone who was associated to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So now I bring you to the critical point. They come to the son-in-law of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they say, we have two things to you, two proposals. Number one, فارق صاحبتك. Number two, نزوجك أي امرأة من قريش شئت. The first thing is, we put in pressure on you, you must dissolve this marriage and divorce this man's daughters. And number two, a temptation, we will line up the most charming woman, the most attractive woman, the most beautiful woman. You point your finger and she's yours. Now these are individual things that make us succumb. Either we succumb to pressure or we succumb to temptation. كان بالإمكان لو أن رجلا غير أبي العاص. If it was anyone else besides Abu al-As in this situation, how often doesn't it happen that the husband and wife don't have an issue? External pressure from society makes them dissolve the relation. Why? Because she doesn't comply with the norms of our culture. Are these issues to break up the marriage? فَمُحَمَّدٌ عَلَى دِينٍ غَيْرُ دِينِ آبَائِهِ. Him and his father-in-law now share a different faith. Makkah is now divided. Either you're with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or you're against Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu al-As has a very sensitive role. One side loyalty to the Quraysh, one side faithfulness to his father-in-law. وَلَكِنَّ أَبَا الْعَاسِ كَانَ وَفِيًّا لِزَوْجِهِ زَيْنَبْ صَادِقًا لِصِهْرِهِ مُحَمَّدْ مُخْلِصًا لِخَالَتِهِ خَدِيجَةِ. But Abu al-As was faithful to his wife Zainab, loyal to his father-in-law, and honest to his aunt Khadija radiallahu anha. The riwayat of Tariq al-Tabri, he said, إِنَّكَ تَعْلَمْ أَلَّا طَاقَةَ لِي بِأَنْ أُفَارِقَهَا. Ask me anything, let the sky collapse, let the earth split, I will never divorce my wife. This marriage is going to work. We're going to make this marriage work, whatever our issues are. An ideal couple is a couple that has the maturity to resolve it. Learn to diffuse situations and not infuse. Majma'u Zawaid. Jabir radiallahu anhu says, I was walking with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bainama nahnu ma'a Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi suq. Ith imra'atun akhadat bi'inani dabbatihi. A woman comes and grabs the rein of the conveyance. Ya Rasulallah, inna zawji la yaqrabuni. Farriq bayni wa baynahu. O Nabi of Allah, my husband, he never comes close to me. We're not happy. Annul this marriage and dissolve the relation. O marra zawjuha. Just then the husband walks by. Nabi Sassim says, hey, bye, come here. Ma laka minha. Ma laka walaha tashku minka jafa'an. Tashku annaka la taqrabuha. What's happening at home? Your wife is complaining, things are not happy. She says, wa innahu min abghadhi khalqillahi ilayya. Wallah, from Allah's entire creation, I hate him the most. And he must, yeah. Subhanallah. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam looks at him. What's the matter? He said, walladhi akramaka inna ahdi biha lahadhihi layla. I swear by that Allah who made you a Nabi, I'm happy with my wife. I don't know what is she talking about. She says, kadaba wa bakat al-mar'atu. O Nabi of Allah, he is lying and she starts crying. Now, what a sensitive thing, what an emotional thing. I read this hadith, I marveled at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's psychology. What's the psychology of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Fatabassama Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't get offended. What's wrong with you? How can you say like this here? You know who's the worst creation? No. Fatabassama, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled. Then he put his blessed hand on the head of that sahabi. And he said, Allahumma adni kulla wahidin minhuma min sahibihi. Allah, you instill his love in her heart and instill her love in his heart. Jabir said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled, made this dua, فَلَبِثْنَا مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ أَنَّ الْبَثْ. And we went away. ثُمَّ مَرَّ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ سَلَّمَ بِالسُّوقِ. Sometime later, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by. فَإِذَا نَحْنُ بِإِمْرَأَةٍ. There comes that same sister running. Now you might think, oh, there goes it. When she seen the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she advances. وَالَّذِي بَعْثَكَ بِالْحَقِّ نَبِيًّا مَا خُلِقَ مِنْ بَشَرٍ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْهُ. وَالَّذِي بَعْثَكَ بِالْحَقِّ نَبِيًّا مَا خُلِقَ مِنْ بَشَرٍ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْهُ إِلَّا أَنْتَ. O Prophet of Allah, I just want to report back to you. Alhamdulillah, we have sustained the relation. We have positively moved forward. And I just want to retract and revoke my statement of saying I hate him the most. I swear by Allah, after you, I love him the most. That is an achievement. Maturity, integrity. The Prophet ﷺ comes to arbitrate. Anyway, Zainab radiallahu anha, she gives her husband time. He says, I will at no cost divorce my husband. وَإِنَّكَ تَعْلَمْ أَلَّا طَاقَةَ لِي بِأَنْ أُفَارِقَهَا وَمَا أُحِبُّ أَنَّ لِي بِهَا إِمْرَأَةً مِّنْ قُرَيْشٍ. I don't want another woman, so that's not a temptation. In the 10th year of prophethood, Khadija radiallahu anha passes away. Now the demise of Khadija, كان فقد خديجة صدمة كبيرة لمحمد وبناته على رأسهم زينب. The demise of Khadija meant a blow to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his daughters, and in particular the eldest daughter Zainab, because the eldest daughter has to assume responsibility. How often a young girl has to come away into the kitchen, she has to mother her sisters, she has to play a dual role. She is a child, a sibling by herself, but she has to assume responsibility. So Zainab being the eldest had to shoulder the responsibility. And on the other hand, the hostility of the disbelievers, بَلَغَتْ مَعْرِكَةُ الْأَذَى بِالتَّفْكِيرِ, that the plotting of the disbelievers reached its pinnacle, that they intended the assassination of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah commands him to migrate to Medina. So Khadija radiallahu anha passes away. 3 years thereafter, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrates to Medina Munawwara. When he goes alongside, his other daughters follow. Ruqayya, Umme Kulthum, and Fatima. Initially, obviously, Ruqayya radiallahu anha went with Uthman radiallahu anha to Abyssinia. But ultimately, they all go to Medina. أصبحت زينب وحيدة في مكة تشعر بوحشة شديدة لا تجد لها تفريجا. The only one of the family left alone in Mecca is Zainab radiallahu anha. Why is she left behind? Her husband has not yet embraced Islam. At that time, the intermarriage was still permissible. She's got two children in the relation. Her mother is late. The Prophet ﷺ has migrated. The hostility is at its pinnacle. Appreciate the crisis in the life of Zainab. استيقظت زينب يوما من منامها على صوت يسمعه أهل مكة. One day she awakens from her sleep. And what is the slogan being chanted? يا معشر قريش أموالكم مع أبي سفيان قد عرض لها محمد لا أرى أن تدركوها. The narration of Sirat ibn Hisham. Oh Quraysh, you have invested in your caravan, and the caravan is facing a severe threat from the Muslims. It's time you go and protect and defend your caravan and your investments. So anyone and everyone who had investments in that caravan had to leave to defend that caravan. وَاذْتُرَّ أَبُو الْعَاسِ فِي الْخُرُوجِ اِذْتِرَارًا إِذْ لَمْ تَكُنْ لَدَيْهِ رَغْبَةٌ فِي قِتَالِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. So amongst those that left Mecca to defend that caravan was the son-in-law of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu al-As ibn al-Rabi, because he also had made investments in there. When they got there, the caravan was defended. That was one issue, but it landed itself into a full-scale war, which is known as Badr. So defending the caravan was one. Zainab radiallahu anha sees that her husband goes out, holding her two children, only to know that the crisis is gone and elevated to a further level, that leave defending the caravan, it's a full war that has broken out. And then news reaches Mecca that many of the people that went from the side of the non-Muslims have passed away. Now appreciate the crisis in the life of Zainab. Her father is the Nabi of Allah, which is obviously the side of the believers. Her husband Abu al-As ibn al-Rabi is fighting on the side of the non-Muslims, not willfully, but due to circumstances that were compelling. News breaks out that many have died on the rank of the Meccans. So her panic knows no limits. وَزَيْنَبُ تَظُمُّ طِفْلَيْهَا إِلَىٰ صَدْرِهَا. She's holding her children, waiting for some news. It's not a matter of email or texting or SMSing. Every moment is a panic. لَكِنَّ الْبُشْرَى جَاءَتْ تَقُولُ. Glad tidings comes. What are the glad tidings? أَنَّ أَبُو الْعَاسِ لَمْ يُقْتَلْ. That Abu al-As has not passed away. بَلْ وَقَعَ فِي يَدِ سِهْرِهِ. But he is amongst those that have been captured. وَكَانَ فِي زُمْرَةِ الْأُسَارَى. So there is a sigh of relief that my husband is alive. When the captives were brought forward, the Prophet ﷺ issued a declaration, استوسوا بالأسارة خيرا. They treat all the captives fairly and justly, and this is the beauty of Islam. To the extent that one of the non-Muslim captives said, I ate better food than my master. Sirat Mustafa. So I even asked my master, I said, what is this? I am at your mercy. He said, my Prophet said, I must be kind to you, so you will eat twice a day, I will eat once a day. This is the character. Someone said this is in Nuqush. if only it can come into nufus. This is in paper, only if we can translate it into our lives. The Prophet ﷺ said that up to 4,000 dirhams were accepted in lieu of one life. The poor amongst them, amongst the captives, had to educate the children of Medina, make them literate. Zainab radiallahu anha says, okay, look at again. She doesn't say, oh, it's my father, I'll just tell him to organize it. Never mind, it's my father, he'll sort it out. No, no. There is a standard law and there is a standard principle. It will apply to all the captives, be it the son-in-law of the Prophet ﷺ or anyone else. Now Zainab radiallahu anha's crisis is such, there is no male relative in Makkah. So she then prepares her brother-in-law, Amr ibn Rabi. Abul As was her husband, her husband's brother, Amr. She calls him and she says, listen, my husband, that is your brother, has been captured. I'm sitting here alone. I'm going to give you this in ransom. Take this and go and give it to my father and purchase the freedom of my husband. Allahu Akbar. Ba'athat Zainabu Rasulaha ila al-Madina yahmilu fidyat zawjiha Abil As. This is a very sensitive moment. Listen to this very attentively, brothers. So anyway, Amr ibn Rabi takes the ransom from his sister-in-law Zainab, the daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he comes all the way to Makkah, and he sits before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he says, "Oh Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ba'athatni Zainab binti Muhammad bihada fi fida izawjiha wa akhraja min thiyabihi surra. I have been sent and deputed by your daughter Zainab in Makkah, who sits alone with her two children, your grandchildren. And she has sent me to negotiate the freedom of my brother, that is your son-in-law. And in ransom, she has given me this year," and he presents a purse. وَأَخْرَجَ مِنْ ثِيَابِهِ سُرَّةٌ فَإِذَا فِيهَا قَلَادَةٌ. When the purse is presented, and the Prophet ﷺ opens the purse, inside he finds the valuable necklace that his late wife Khadija had given to her daughter Zainab on the occasion of nikah. فَلَمَّا رَأَ الرَّسُولُ الْقَلَادَةَ غَشِيَتْ وَجْهَهُ الْحُزْنُ الْعَمِيقُ وَرَقَّ لِإِبْنَتِهِ أَشَدَّ الرِّقَّةُ. When my Nabi's gaze fell on that necklace and he went down memory lane, and it revived the good old days of his late wife Khadija and the memory of his daughter Zainab and the crisis that she was in and the desperation that she faced. He cried and he moved every sahabi there to tears. There was pin drop silence. No one would dare say a word. ثُمَّ الْتَفَتَ إِلَىٰ أَصْحَابِهِ. Then he looks at his sahaba with a crack in his voice and a tear in his eyes and everybody's gaze down. He said, إِنَّ زَيْنَبَ بَعَثَتْ بِهَذَا فِي فِدَاءِ زَوْجِهَا فَإِنْ رَأَيْتُمْ أَن تُطْلِقُوا لَهَا أَسِيرَهَا وَتَرُدُّوا عَلَيْهَا مَالَهَا فَافْعَلُوا. Listen, oh my sahaba, I understand that we agreed that we will accept ransom for the freedom of every captive. But here sits before me my own son-in-law. And here before me is a necklace of my late wife Khadija. To make this marriage work, Zainab gave everything she had. My brother, if your money cannot be used for your sister, for your wife, and my sister, if you cannot give to your brother, then what good is that wealth? If I am not there for you and you are not there for me, then why are we married? وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. Zainab has sent us. If you people consent, I would like to exempt my son-in-law. That necklace holds sentimental value. It's very emotional. My daughter sits alone. They said, نَعَمْ وَقُرَّةَ عَيْنُ. Prophet of Allah, forgive us. If in any way we've caused you discomfort, you are at liberty. You are at liberty to execute the ruling you deem best. So return it and do as you want. Everybody just pauses and they look down. The Prophet ﷺ takes the necklace, gives it to him. Can you imagine the emotions? Can you imagine? But he never says, dissolve this marriage and call my daughter and that's the end of it. He gives him the necklace. وَأَسَرَّ إِلَيْهِ حَدِيثًا. And then he whispers something into the ear. لَمْ يُعْلَمْ مَا هُوَ. Nobody knew what the whisper was, and nobody would dare ask. And everybody is just silent, and there's calmness, there's emotions. فَلَمَّا أَخَذَ تَرِيقَهُ. When he was at a distance, أَثْنَى عَلَيْهِ خَيْرٍ. The Prophet ﷺ praised and said, وَاللَّهِ مَا ذَمَمْنَاهُ صِهْرًا. Wallah, I cannot flaw him in any way. He has been an amazing son-in-law. It later surfaced that the Prophet ﷺ whispered to him and told him that as soon as you get there, please send my daughter back. I need my daughter to come here in Medina and stay with us. You can have your time and your space and do what you feel is correct. But my grandchildren and my daughter, my time is against me, and I know we need to round up shortly. So I'm going to try and condense it. He comes to Medina, he comes to Makkah, and diligently he complies. Sadaqa Abu al-As wa'dahu. He arranges for his wife Zainab radiallahu anha to come. I'm just going to bring it to that point. واستقبلت المدينة بنت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Zainab radiallahu anha comes, and Medina comes out to receive the daughter of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and the grandchildren. Now the situation is reversed. أما أبو العاص فقد بقي في مكة زمانا بعد فراق زوجته. Initially, Zainab was in Makkah, her husband was in Medina captured. Now Abu al-As, her husband is in Makkah and Zainab is in Medina. So every day there is a new challenge. إِذَا اشْتَدَّتْ بِكَ الْبَلْوَى فَفَكِّرْ فِي أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ فَعُسْرٌ بَيْنَ يُسْرَيْنِ إِذَا فَكَّرْتَهُ فَفْرَحْ. إِذَا اشْتَدَّتْ. Dead of night, he comes to Medina and he comes to his wife again, caught up, emotional. That, oh my wife, I was returning from Syria. Again the Muslims intercepted me. Can you imagine the pain of Zainab? She comforts her husband. Children are happy to see the father. But the condition is not conducive. The atmosphere is again hostile around him. So anyway, she gives him amnesty. She gives him comfort. In the morning when the Prophet ﷺ goes to perform the Fajr Salah. كَبْ وَاسْتَوَى قَائِمًا فِي الْمِحْرَابِ. The Prophet ﷺ stands in the mihrab. وَكَبَّرَ لِلْإِحْرَامِ. And he says, Allahu Akbar, to commence the salah. وَكَبَّرَ النَّاسُ بِتَكْبِيرِهِ. And the congregation says, Allahu Akbar. صَرَخَتْ زَيْنَبْ بِنْتِ مُحَمَّدْ مِنْ صَفَّةِ النِّسَاءِ. Zainab screams out from the row of the women's in Masjid al-Nabawi. Now I know how often when I'm leading the salah, if I hear my son crying, obviously my thoughts are shattered. I'm worried that what happened. Imagine the Prophet ﷺ commencing his salah, and there goes a slogan of his daughter Zainab. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ. أنا زينب بنت محمد وقد أجرت أبا العاص بن ربيع فأجيروه. Oh people, listen to me. I am Zainab, the daughter of the man leading you in the salah. I need to tell you, last night my husband has come here under trying circumstances. And I have extended amnesty to my husband. For Allah's sake, don't harass him, he's under my care. The salah is continued. When the Prophet ﷺ completes his salah, فَلَمَّا سَلَّمَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. After he completes his salah, he turns to the congregation. He said, "Hal sami'tum ma sami'tu?" Have you people heard what I heard? They said, "Yes, O Prophet of Allah, we heard it." He said, "Wallah, I have only heard it as you heard it now. I have no further information. I got to go home and find out when this happened, what happened." In sarafa ila baytihi, he returns home. The first words he tells his daughter is, "Akrimi mathwa abil as." Oh my daughter, again your poor husband is under challenging circumstances. Make him stay comfortable. وَعْلَمِي أَنَّكِ لَا تَحِلِّينَ لَهُ. But you need to know you're a believer and he hasn't embraced the faith, so there's no physical or conjugal relation. She says, oh my father, I have done accordingly. ثُمَّ دَعَى رِجَالَ السَّرِيَّةِ. Then the Prophet ﷺ calls all those sahaba that had intercepted that caravan. He says, listen, once more I have to speak to you regarding my son-in-law. إِنَّ هَذَا الرَّجُلْ مِنَّا حَيْثُ قَدْ عَلِمْتُمْ. This is my son-in-law. وَقَدْ أَخَذْتُمْ مَالَهُ. And you have taken his wealth. فَإِنْ تُحْسِنُوا وَتَرُدُّوا عَلَيْهِ مَالَهُ كَانَ مَا نُحِبُّهُ وَإِنْ أَبَيْتُمْ فَهُوَ فَيْلُ اللَّهِ الَّذِي أَفَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ. If you return his money, it will mean a lot to me. But if you refuse to do so, then it forms part of the national treasury and I will not hold this against you. Again, look at the Prophet ﷺ asking, not imposing on anyone. Obviously, time is against me, so I'm just wrapping it up. They say, oh Prophet of Allah, بَلْ نَرُدُّ عَلَيْهِ مَالَهُ. We will return his wealth. The Prophet ﷺ calls him, his wealth is returned to him. He goes all the way back to Mecca. He gathers all the Quraysh. أَدَّى لِكُلِّ ذِي حَقٍ حَقَّهُ. Here's your money, here's your money. هَلْ بَقِيَ لِأَحَدٍ عِنْدِي مَالٍ. Do I owe anyone of you money? لَا. وَجَدْنَاكَ وَفِيًّا كَرِيمًا. وَجَدْنَاكَ, we found you to be loyal and faithful. He said, now that I've returned to you your trust, and I don't owe you a cent, لَسَنْ أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. I bear oneness, I bring iman on the oneness of the Almighty, and I accept the finality of the prophethood of my father-in-law Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he goes on to say, and this is food for thought. He says, وَاللَّهِ مَا مَنَعَنِي مِنَ الْإِسْلَامِ عِنْدَ مُحَمَّدٍ بِالْمَدِينَةِ إِلَّا خَوْفِي أَن تَظُنُّوا أَنِّي إِنَّمَا أَرَدْتُ أَنْ آكُلَ أَمْوَالَكُمْ. The only reason I did not embrace the faith in Medina, lest you think I intended usurping your wealth. And I did not want to stigmatize the beautiful Islam. I did not want to tarnish the reputation or soil the image of the Muslims. So I said, let me settle your money. فَلَمَّا أَدَّاهَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكُمْ. Now that your money has been returned to you, وَفَرَغْتُ مِنْهَا, and I have no obligations to you, أَسْلَمْتُ, I have embraced the faith. And now that I have embraced the faith, there's nothing for me here. Let me go to Medina. ثُمَّ انْتَلَقَ قَاسِدًا إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ. Now he focuses towards Medina. But obviously the dynamics are different. The dynamics are different. The passion is different. The joy. Can you imagine the joy now in him? A person's sister's name is Fatima. It's all right. His mother's name is Fatima. Suddenly he proposes to a Fatima. Now it's Fatima. All this year, Fatima was his mother's name, his sister's name. But now there is a passion. There is a feeling. There is an excitement. Now the joy in Medina is different. وَاسْتَقْبَلَهُ الْمُسْلِمُونَ بِالتَّهْلِيلِ وَالتَّكْبِيرِ. The Muslims came out. You read history. When the Prophet ﷺ came to Medina, there was joy. When Abu al-As accepted Islam and he came. When he came to Medina, everybody came on the outskirts of Medina. People went to Zainab and congratulated her. Your marriage and your sabr in this marriage, Allah brought that day. Oh Zainab, today Allah has brought that day. The Prophet ﷺ set him down, hugged him, embraced him. رَدَّ عَلَيْهِ بِنِكَاحٍ جَدِيدٍ. A fresh nikah was performed in the presence of all the Sahaba in Masjid al-Nabawi. And وَتَلَاقَ الزَّوْجَانَ الْحَبِيبَانِ وَاجْتَمَعَ الشَّمْلُ الْمُمَزَّقِ. Can words describe the joy of Zainab when she now embraces her husband with warmness and calmness? With love and tender, the children united with their father. Like one historian wrote, it was like a torn garment that was patched together and was put onto the body. Subhanallah, that is the beauty of Islam. And that is my message again in conclusion. That an ideal couple is a couple that has the maturity and the integrity to sustain the relation despite the challenges and to persevere. After we heard what Zainab radiallahu anha went through, which one of us can say we endured more than Zainab? Despite all the challenges, they remained together, and obviously Zainab radiallahu anha passed away in Medina. We make dua to the Almighty that He unite our marriages with muhabbat and understanding, with unity, and bless our unions, and let never talaq separate us. May Allah unite us in this world. And ultimately in the gardens of Jannah, as the Quran says, جَنَّاتُ عَدْنِي يَدْخُلُونَهَا وَمَنْ صَلَحَ مِنْ آبَائِهِمْ وَأَزْوَاجِهِمْ وَذُرِّيَّاتِهِمْ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يَدْخُلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ بَابٍ. That indeed these are the gardens of Jannah, where they will be united with their parents, their spouses, their partners, and with their children. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to imbibe within us, and may He infuse and instill within us the social lives of the Sahaba, and that we can draw from them in the very same way. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.